بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض، يخلق ما يشاء، يفعل ما يشاء، ويحكم ما يريد. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, the Most High, the originator and creator of the heavens and the earth. He decrees what He wills, and He does what He wills. He subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Adam to earth, put him and his offspring in an abode, commanding them and forbidding them in order to bring forth from them those that he loves, and they love him. His love of them is their utmost objective for perfection, and the most of nobility they can attain. And such objectives, noble and high, cannot be achieved except in complying with what pleases Allah and following His decrees and commands and abandoning the self and its lusts. His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala made them excel over each other in order those upon whom He bestowed the mercy give gratitude to Him, and for them to know that they were given this favor and this honor, and were they all to be equal in the favor and safety, then no one having favor would really estimate its value and would not exert at all thanks as it should be exerted, because he would see of the others the same as his condition, all equal in favorability. But from the main causes for extracting the shukr, the gratitude, is that those who receive Allah's ni'mah and favor sees his condition in an opposite condition to others, not forgetting that there is nothing that Allah loves most from the slave more than his humility and humbleness and submissiveness before His hands subhanahu wa ta'ala, and poverty to Him. And this is not achievable in the abode of endless bliss, whereas there is perfect bliss and there is no accountability and no legal responsibility. The causes that will bring forth the humility and humbleness from man to Allah, for them to be in the abode of endless bliss, is not perceivable, because this would be mixing together two opposites. And that's why they are here, in order to bring it forth here on earth and to prove themselves. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him belongs the commandment and creation. And the commandment is His legal ways with which He sent His messengers and brought down His books. And the Jannah is not Daru Taklif. Paradise is not an abode for legal checking of responsibility. It is an abode of Na'im and Lazza, abode of pleasure and bliss. So His Hikmah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His wisdom, entailed extracting Adam and his offspring to this abode here, upon them the rulings and the decrees to be applicable, in order to manifest from them what is entailed by His commands. Since we know that His actions subhanahu wa ta'ala is from what is entailed by His perfect names and attributes, similarly His amr and shara, His command and legal ways, and what they produce from reward and punishment, all of this is from what is entailed by His names and attributes. And Allah directed to this meaning in many parts of His book. Listen to what He said in Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 36. قال الله تعالى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى Does man think that he will be left suda, neglected, mu'attalan, لا يؤمر ولا ينهى, functionless, without being commanded nor forbidden, ولا يثاب ولا يعاقب, nor to be punished or rewarded. And you know, this is obviously munafin لكمال حكمته. This is in opposition to the perfection of Allah's wisdom and His rububiyyah, His lordship and His might, وعزته وحكمته, and His wisdom does not fit to have such a neglected creation. And that's why He subhanahu wa ta'ala in this statement, look at it carefully, does man think that he will be left neglected? This is inkar ala man za'ama dhalik. This is denunciation for anyone who claims this to be the case. Similarly, when He said in Surah Al-Mu'minun in 23, verse 115, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُبْعَثُونَ Do you think that we had created you in play without any purpose, and that you would not be brought back to us? فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ تَأْبَى حِكْمَتُهُ It's not befitting His wisdom. فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ Next verse please. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ So exalted be Allah, the true King. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ None has the right to be worshipped except He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne. He glorified Himself, declared it above any imperfection in this respect. because this is in opposition to what is entailed by his names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many are the verses like this in the Quran. Add to this the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from his slaves many things to be done. But these cannot be done without the causes that lead to them. And then cannot be done except in this dar, in this abode of tests and trials. For he subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the patient and the perseverant. And he loves those who give gratitude. And he loves those who fight in his way. And he loves those who often repent. And loves those who are pure and purified. And there is no doubt that the manifestation of these beloved things without their causes is not perceivable, impossible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves tawbah from his slaves, and he's so pleased with it. والله أفرح بتوبة العبد من رجل نزل منزلا وبه مهلكة فوضع رأسه فنام نومه فاستيقظ وقد ذهبت راحلته حتى اشتد عليه الحر والعطش أو ما شاء الله قال أرجع إلى مكاني فرجع فنام نومه ثم رفع رأسه فإذا راحلته عنده. الله أفرح بتوبة هذا العبد. Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his slave than a man who encamps at a place where his life is jeopardized. But he has his riding animal carrying his food and water. He then rests his head and sleeps for a short while and wakes to find his riding animal gone. He starts looking for it and suffers from severe heat and thirst or what Allah wished him to suffer from. He then says, I will go back to my place. He returns and sleeps again, and then getting up, he raises his head to find his riding animal standing beside him. As in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 8, 320. What is meant here is that this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in response to the tawbah from the slave, to the repentance from the slave. And therefore repentance and sin are interrelated, and they are causes which draws the pleasure of Allah, because it is impossible that the occurrence of what is entailed, it's impossible for what is entailed to occur without that which entails it. So this pleasure, is it due to the tawbah which is related to the sin? And it is impossible for this to occur in the abode of bliss, because there is no sin in the abode of bliss. And since this pleasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beloved, than its non-existence, then his love necessitated to create its causes, which would lead to it, and which are beloved to him. And that's why man is in this abode of trials and tests and sins and repentance. with all these causes that would lead to that which is beloved to Allah, and therefore for His pleasure. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made paradise an abode of reward and divided it into ranks, people dwelling in different ranks according to their deeds. And on this condition Allah created it, because of the wisdom entailed by His names and attributes. Paradise are levels on top of levels, and between each two levels is as that which is between the heavens and the earth, as came in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari from the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ مِئَةُ دَرَجَةٌ. Paradise is 100 levels. بَيْنَ كُلِّ دَرَجَتَيْنِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Between each two levels is that which is between the heavens and the earth from a distance. And the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitates the habitation of these levels, and that it will be established and differences between levels of people in these different ranks in accordance with their deeds, as therefore entailed by His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is as more than one of the righteous predecessors had mentioned, يَنْجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ بِعَفْوِ اللَّهِ وَمَغْفِرَتِهِ. They are saved from the fire of hell by the forgiveness and pardoning of Allah. وَيَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. And they will enter paradise, بِفَضْلِهِ وَنِعْمَتِهِ وَمَغْفِرَتِهِ, by His favor and bounty and forgiveness. وَيَتَقَاسَمُونَ الْمَنَازِلَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. And they will be divided into the ranks and levels and abodes within paradise in accordance with their deeds. So the entrance and admittance to the paradise is by the bounty, originally is by the bounty and favor and forgiveness of Allah and His mercy. And this is what explains the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none of you will enter paradise by his deeds. They said, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Nor even you, O Messenger of Allah, he said, even me. What he intended here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَفْيُ أَصْلِ الدُّخُولِ, is the forbiddance to, or negating the origin of admissions, and that this is related to the mercy and bounty of Allah and His forgiveness. And what is negated here is, what is negated is the kind of quote trade, i.e. our works for Jannah, because there is no comparison between man's righteous deeds, even though they are beloved to Allah, and what Allah gives him from the favors. They cannot stand, our deeds cannot stand to equate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in no way. In fact, they will fall short in comparison with the least of His favors upon us. and had it not therefore for the mercy of Allah upon his slaves, he wouldn't have admitted them to paradise. Because the deeds of man, even if they are so much, they on their own are not or do not necessitate the entrance of paradise or to paradise. What is intended therefore is that his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitated the creation of paradise on different levels, and to populate them with Adam and his offspring in these levels in accordance with their deeds. And this by itself entailed sending them to this abode of action and strife. Where they are going to be different in terms of their deeds. He created Adam and his offspring, and his offspring generations after generations, as Allah spoke about this in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 30. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, verily I am going to place mankind generations after generations on earth. And as he said also in Surah Al-An'am subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-An'am 165, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ. And it is he who has made you generations coming after generations, replacing each other on the earth. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7, 129, وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It may be that your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you successors on the earth so that he may see how you act. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to remove Adam and his offspring from this succession on earth, to inherit him the abode of bliss. And he knew subhanahu wa ta'ala in his foreknowledge that Adam and his offspring are weak, and that they may hasten to that which is minimal and prefer it for that of the long run in the hereafter. Allah, he knew, he created him, he knew his nature. So his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala entailed admitting him to paradise in the first place, to recognize and to see its bliss, which he saw it really. In order what? So that he yearns to it, he longs to it, and becomes more keen to return to it, and becomes more intense in seeking it. Because loving something, requesting in it, yearning, longing to it, is entailed by its examination, is entailed by examining it. Once it is examined, once it is seen, then the attachment, the longing. So anyone who examines that which is good and sweet, he will be motivated intensely to attain. For when the self tastes, it longs. For when the self tastes, it longs to the thing. And that's why when the slave tastes the sweetness of iman, of faith, and it intermingles with his heart, it becomes established. And nothing will affect it. And in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abu Huraira, illustrating this point, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَسْأَلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah asks the angels, saying to them, مَا يَسْأَلُنِي عِبَادِي. What are my slaves asking me? فَيَقُولُونَ. The angels respond, يَسْأَلُونَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. They ask you paradise. فَيَقُولُ. وَهَلْ رَأَوْهَا. Did they see it? فَيَقُولُونَ لَا يَا رَبْ. They say no. He says, how about if they saw it? كَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا. فَيَقُولُونَ لَوْ رَآهَا أَوْ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا لَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ طَلَبًا. Had they seen it, they would be more intensely requesting it and seeking it. So his wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, necessitated that he showed their father paradise and made him dwell in it. Then he related to his offspring his Adam's story therein. So they all became as if they saw it with their father. And those who had been created for it responded and hastened to it, not looking for the early gains in this life. Rather, they prepare themselves for it and looks at it that it was taken away from him by his enemy, Shaitan. And therefore he looks at it as his first abode, longing for it, always yearning to it, to his abode, to his first home. And he, rahimahullah, put the following poet, the following poem illustrating this point. وَحَيَّ عَلَى جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ فَإِنَّهَا مَنَازِلُكَ الْأُولَى وَفِيهَا الْمُخَيَّمُ وَلَكِنَّنَا سُبِيَ الْعَدُوِّ فَهَلْ تَرَى نَعُودُ إِلَى أَوْطَانِنَا وَنَسْلَمُ وَنُسَلَّمُ. And come for the Jannat of bliss. It is your first home, and therein is your camps. But we are the captives of the enemy. فَهَلْ تَرَى. So do you see we return to our hold, to our homes, and be saved? So the secrets of all these angles is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his for decree and in his wisdom, is that the sought objectives cannot be attained without its causes. Causes which Allah made them means to attain these goals, and from these goals is the highest in bliss and most magnificent in bliss, and therefore it cannot be attained except in causes which he had set leading to it. And imagine the lower objectives that we encounter. If they cannot be attained except by their respective causes, though weak and disconnected many times, like gaining the food, looking for drink, looking for clothing, looking to have children, wealth, prestige in this life. So, how it could be under your delusion that the attainment of the most highest objectives and most noble would be without causes leading to it, and that these causes cannot be except in this life, in this abode of striving and cultivation? So therefore, consequently, habitating Adam and his children in this land, on this earth, and creating for them the means for them to utilize to reach that greatest objective of bliss is من إتمام إنعامه عليهم, is from his perfect bounty and favor upon them. Not to forget the other secret is that he subhanahu wa ta'ala made the message and prophethood and love and speaking to whomever he spoke to, and slavery to make from the most noble of his creation. So he put them in an abode, extracting from them prophets, sending them the messengers, taking from them beloved to him, speaking to Musa directly, and taking from them martyrs and slaves and friends and specials who love him, and they love and he loves them, and therefore sending them to this abode is from tamam al-in'am wal-ihsan, is from the perfection of his wisdom, from his bounty, favors and goodness, and from the secrets is that he manifested for his creation what is entailed by his names subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also he made himself known to his creation by his actions, his names and his attributes as well, and in that which he put forth amongst them from his friends and from his enemies, and gave them help against them, and humiliating them, the enemies, responding to those who responded to him, fulfilling their needs, making them turn in all sorts of good and evil, in all of this making it known to them that he is their Lord and he is their King, and that he is Allah, la ilaha illa hu, none has the right to be worshipped but he, and that he is the one all-knowing, all-wise, all-hearing, all-seeing, the true God, and anything besides him or to the exclusion of him is batil, false. And thus the evidences for his rububiyyah, for his lordship and his tawheed on the earth is compounded, and his slaves knew him and attested to his tawheed, and the losers rejected him and committed shirk unjustly and arrogantly. Anyone who therefore ponders the signs witnessed, his signs witnessed on earth and his signs heard on this earth and his signs seen and their effects, would come to know his perfect wisdom in habitating Adam and his offspring in this abode for an appointed term. فالله سبحانه إنما خلق الجنة لآدم وذريته. Because verily Allah had created Jannah, paradise, for Adam and his offspring. وجعل الملائكة فيها خدما لهم. And he made the angels therein servants for Adam and his offsprings. ولكن اقتضت حكمته. However, his wisdom necessitated أن خلق لهم دارا يتزودون منها إلى الدار التي خلقت لهم. That he created for them an abode from where they take provisions to the other one for which he created for them. وأنهم لا ينالوها إلا بالزاد. And that they will not attain it except with these provisions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this abode in Surah An-Nahl 1670, وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَى بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنْفُسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. This is the example of moving on earth in this life from one place to the other. Then how about the movement from this life to the next one? Allah has created you and then will cause you to die, and of you there will some. This is Surah An-Nahl. So this will be 27, 70. Surah An-Nahl. No, it should be 16. I'm sorry. It was correct. 1670. An-Nahl is 16. Okay. وتحمل أثقالكم إلى بلد لم تكونوا بالغيه إلا بشق الأنفس. Okay, alright. And they carry you, and they carry your loads to a land. Yes. And they carry your loads to a land that you could not reach except with great trouble to yourselves. Truly your Lord is full of kindness, most merciful. So if this is applicable to moving from one place to the other in this life, that it requires some great trouble, then what about the case of moving from this life to the abode in the hereafter? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also to the same meaning in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. You should have the provisions, the preparations. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And take a provision with you for the journey, but the best provision is taqwa, piety, righteousness. So fear me, O men of understanding. فباع المغبونون منازلهم منها بأبخس الحظ وأنقص الثمن. So the deceived ones sold their houses for the cheapest and most degradable price. وباع الموفقون نفوسهم وأموالهم من الله وجعلوها ثمنا للجنة فربحت تجارته. And the successful ones sold their themselves and their wealth and put it a price for paradise, and so they won, and they won the great reward. قال الله تعالى, الله سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah At-Tawbah 9:111, إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. نسأل الله من فضله, نسأل الله من فضله. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Verily Allah has purchased of the believers their lives and their properties for the price that theirs shall be the paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ما أخرج آدم منها, He did not expel Adam from it. إلا وهو يريد, except that he intends أن يعيده إليها أكمل إعادة, that he intends to return him to it in the most perfect way. It is as if, O Adam, don't be worried about my saying to you, أخرج منها, get out of it, because فلك خلقتها, it is for you that I created. فإني أنا الغني عنها, I am the one free of want concerning it, paradise, وعن كل شيء, and regarding everything else. وأنا الجواد الكريم, وأنا الجواد الكريم, and I am the one who is most generous, most noble. وأنا لا أتمتع فيها فإني أطعم ولا أطعم, and I don't enjoy there anything, because I am the one who feeds but fed not, and I am the rich, free from all want. ولكن انزل إلى دار البذر, rather come down to the abode of seeding. And if you spread the seed and the produce stands up firm and it becomes a harvest, then فَحِينَ إِذٍ تَعَال, then afterwards come, I will give you in full return that which you need most. الْحَبَّةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا, one single seed for 10. إِلَى 700 ضعف, to 700 folds. إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ, much more amplified reward. فإني أعلم بمصلحتك منك وأنا العليم الحكيم, because I am most perfect in knowledge concerning your benefit than yourself, and I am the all knowing, the all wise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who plant the seeds and take care of it. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to amplify the reward in paradise, in seeing His face. إنه على كل شيء قدير والحمد لله رب العالمين ولا إله إلا الله العلي القدير واللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And may Allah's mercy be upon Imam Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد, وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.